Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Joining us on the WBEN live line, Pat Casilio from the town of Clarence. And we're talking, of course, about e-bike regulation. Just heard Lucas mention there. Pat, we're throwing with Clarence part of a town hall meeting of sorts a little bit later on today to talk about possibly changing some of the regulations around e-bikes. Now, it's been a while since we first talked with you about this meeting, and I'm wondering in the time since then, since this idea has been floating around, I'm sure as town supervisor, you've been out there speaking to people on this issue, what you've heard since announcing that you were looking at the regulations from people living around Clarence, what do they want to see?
The general feeling from the public is that they definitely on town-owned property want to see regulations, and they've also reached out to wanting regulations on county and state roads. That's something we'll be looking at in the future as far as helmet requirements, as far as allowing certain types of motorized electric bikes on town and county roads also. But today we're dealing with the use of really any type of vehicle in our park. The responsibilities an owner might have it, whether it's an ATV, UTV, gas, or electric dirt bike.
Pat, just last week there was a tragedy. A 16-year-old student at Clarence High School passed away after an e-bike crash. How has the community reacted to that, and do you think this is just further proof that some type of change is needed?
There's definitely some type of change that's needed. It's very sad that we lost a young person from Clarence, and you're almost reporting weekly about especially e-scooter, e-bike accidents that are happening that are not ending well. We're definitely, now that the public's aware of it, they're noticing that most of the operators on public roads, let alone our parks on public roads, besides really not having any lights or anything on their vehicles, they're not wearing helmets either. I can't say what the outcome would have been last week if the young person had a helmet on, but I believe he didn't have a helmet, and he's no longer with us, which is very sad for him and for his family.
And Supervisor, beyond just the bike trails, do you think maybe some sort of, maybe this might take state legislation, who knows, some kind of new traffic sign or signal, do we have to adapt maybe to the invention of these e-bikes and their growth? Do you think that could be a possibility?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, we had a parent that felt because it was an electric bike that his son should be allowed to operate it on public roads. And then the comment would be, well, if it's an electric car like a Tesla, should he be allowed to drive that also? So without a doubt, coming down from the state, it certainly make my life a lot easier. Coming down from the state, I think there are some regulations that have to be put forward on these.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but primarily focusing today on e-bikes on some of these town trails and, you know, where people would normally ride regular bikes, now they're riding some of the e-bikes and even gas-powered bikes in some cases. You made mention earlier, though, of, you know, all the state roads, the county roads. Anyone who's tried to call about a pothole kind of knows the confusion that there is about what road belongs to who. Does that also make it a little difficult to have any sort of regulation in the town, depending on what road you're talking about? Or are you able to have jurisdiction with some of these rules over everything that's in Clarence?
I think for us, the focus on our law today that we're going to be moving hopefully forward on at about 10:30 is somebody acting irresponsible. I got calls from seniors worried that if they're on their handicap cart on a bike trail, that we'd be taking that away from them. And that's farthest from what we would be doing. It's somebody acting irresponsible. So that's the focus of this law. But what we're finding out is any mile per hour over 30, there's no type of electric bikes that should be allowed on the road. And there's biker associations that want me to address that, allowing somebody that operates electric bicycle properly, allow them to use county and state roads.
You know, I find that some of these bikes fall into a little bit of a weird area where there's certain levels to these e-bikes, and once you reach a certain level, you're supposed to get licensed as almost like a motorcycle or something like that and drive it, you know, with the rules of the road. But a lot of them can just be modified really simply by almost anybody to go from one level up to the next, to turn that speed throttling off, if you will, and then all of a sudden be, you know, on a bike that's going, you mentioned 30, maybe even faster than that, without following any of the rules of the road. Is it amazing to you how simple this can all be and maybe how complicated the law needs to be?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I have to say that this is not unique to Clarence. It's across the county, the state, and the nation because of popularity and the fact that with a push of a button from your computer, Amazon can have an electric dirt bike in your driveway in 2 days. And that's what streamlined the purchase of these things. And they're usually from China, so they're usually priced competitively. But so the main focus for us, by the way, is electric dirt bikes that have the capacity of going up to 50 miles an hour with a few modifications, a larger battery, or just pulling out a resistor. They go a lot faster than what they're advertised when the parents purchase these things. More than likely, a parent purchases it for their children.
The resolution also calls for law enforcement to be able to impound the e-bikes. Have you seen support from police for that measure? And I can't imagine that police officers want to deal with the potential trauma again of seeing another one of these fatal accidents, right?
Yeah, as you learned, you know, with the accident or the chase that went on in the city of Buffalo yesterday or 2 days ago, especially with a juvenile, law enforcement really can't do anything with them. Even if somebody steals a car, they get a court appearance ticket. And our law really allows law enforcement to impound the vehicle. So their first approach will be contacting the parents to come and get their child in whatever electric bike or dirt bike they're on. But if they're not successful, they can have a towing service come and take the bike away, and the parents can deal with the towing service. That is the main focus of the law. If somebody's acting irresponsible, they can have the vehicle towed, and the parents can go retrieve it in the impound.
So this is going to be moved forward today, this morning, just after 10 o'clock. Are you expecting a big turnout here?
I think there's going to be some law enforcement showing up. As I said, I've got bike riders interested in expanding the law, actually to allow more use on public roads. So I'm expecting comments from them also today.
All right, Supervisor Pat Casilio, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck at the meeting today.
Thank you.
All right, that is Supervisor Pat Casilio from the town of Clarence joining us on WBEN, that meeting at Clarence Town Hall at 10:15 this morning.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.